Thank you for joining us, and welcome to The Stage, the official performing arts podcast of the NFHS. Lights, camera, action. Hello, glad you tuned into The Stage, the official performing arts podcast of the NFHS. This is episode 6, last one before the end of 2019. We're looking at continuing to bring you interesting and informative content as we move into 2020. I'm your host, Kyle Mills, and per usual, we have a great show coming up. We're smack dab in the middle of December, and we had a special guest join us during this holiday season, Dan Schuster. Dan is the Director of Educational Services at the NFHS. You've heard us talk quite a bit on the podcast about NFHS Learn. He's responsible for everything involved with that. He does an awesome job. We're going to ask him about the NFHS Learning Center, the different courses they have on there. His passion is evident. His enthusiasm is obvious. You don't want to miss this interview with Mr. Dan Schuster. Before we get to that interview, I do want to give a huge congratulations to all of the state and section award winners for the 2019-2020 Outstanding Music Educator and Outstanding Speech, Debate, and Theater Educator Awards. There were 17 state award winners and 14 section award winners, 7 for speech, debate, and theater, and 7 for music. We're going to honor those section award winners with a plaque. The state award winners, we're going to send a certificate to them. Congratulations to all those awesome educators. Thank you for the work you do in music, speech, debate, and theater on a daily basis. We appreciate you, and we respect your work in the interscholastic community. Congratulations again to those 17 state award winners and 14 section award winners. Be on the lookout for a press release, for articles, for different social media posts. Congratulations to those awesome educators. A quick reminder for everyone that the ballots for the 2020-2021 National High School Debate Ballot are due on January 3rd. It's down to criminal justice reform and climate change as the final two. If you're a state administrator, please send in your state or organization's ballot. If you are a debate coach, please reach out to state administrator to find out if your state has participated yet. Forensic Quarterlies for 2019-2020 topic of arm sales are still available on the NFHS.org to purchase. We talked in-depth about the Forensic Quarterly in the podcast episode with Dr. Rich Edwards a couple of months ago, but there are 4 volumes that provide a great foundational building block for the national debate topic. Forensic Quarterlies are available in print and digital formats at $7 a copy, $28 for the set. You can't beat it with all the information that it has. Again, 4 different volumes, great foundational building block about arm sales. I usually do a quick plug for the Learning Center, nfhslearn.com here, but we're going to be talking with Dan Schuster, so I'm just going to give you the performing arts courses, and you can take them. You're going to hear a lot more about them from Dan Schuster right now. Music adjudication, adjudicating speech and debate, band safety, interscholastic music event management, intro to interscholastic music, understanding copyright and compliance. There's 5 different tracks of that. Some others that might interest you are concussion awareness, protecting students from abuse, vaping and e-cigarettes, and preventing hazing and bullying. Okay, here he is, Mr. Dan Schuster, for part 1 of our 2-part interview with him. Today we are joined by Dan Schuster. He's the Director of Educational Services here at the NFHS. That means he's in charge of NFHS Learn and the NFHS Learning Center. I know I talk to you guys about that every single podcast episode, try to pitch the performing arts courses, whether that's music adjudication, whether that's copyright and compliance, to go get you guys to take those courses. Dan Schuster, though, here in the flesh to talk about NFHS Learn. Dan, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Kyle. I appreciate it.
So, Dan, can you just describe the NFHS Learning Center kind of for dummies? They hear me ramble on for about a minute or two every podcast about, hey, go take this course. Well, what is the Learning Center?
Yeah, well, certainly, first of all, appreciate you talking about the Learning Center and having me on to really get to talk about it. It's something I'm really passionate about. And now I've been with the Federation since 2008. and all of those years been working with the Learning Center at different capacities. And it really is the Learning Center. We want it to be a professional development platform for the entire interscholastic community, and that certainly includes all of our activity programs, speech, debate, theater, and music. And so, you know, once upon a time when we launched the online platform back in 2007, it really began as a coach platform, and that really had to do with the environment where we were seeing more and more volunteer coaches, non-teacher coaches, and formalized training was really not there for a lot of our coaches that were now, you know, on the field with our kids.
Because they weren't in education.
Already. Exactly. Yeah. And so these are just, you know, moms, dads, people trying to help their communities, and we could not run our programs without them. However, we also need to make sure and have a duty to make sure that our coaches are educated and trained, especially at the interscholastic level, because, you know, we have to put the education first. We have to remain unique amongst the sports landscape. The education is critically important, and we talk about all of these wonderful characteristics that our programs build, and, you know, teamwork and, you know, hard work and all these great things that we love to talk about. It really takes that coach. It really takes that music director, maybe an activities director. It takes that person to really make it an educational experience that can create an overall really positive interscholastic experience for the student. So that's what's most important. And so that's where the NFHS Learning Center comes into play, because it puts the education within education-based activities and athletics. And so, you know, again, we started as a coach platform, and we knew it never was called, you know, the Coach Education Center.
Yeah.
You know, at NFHSLearn.com, it's always been the Learning Center. And so, you know, we really began to expand to different constituents back in 2014 and really began to kind of tout it as a place for coaches, administrators, parents, officials. So, and you know what? When we added those pages, when people within performing arts programs had a page specifically for them, things changed. And it made a bigger difference than I think most people thought that it might. It's, hey, these courses are for me. I can benefit from these courses. I'm not a music director on a coach's website.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want people to feel that way. We wanted it to feel like a very inclusive environment where I have access to professional development.
That matters.
Absolutely. It very much matters, and I think we've seen that really transform within the interscholastic community and how we've been able to reach so many people now that we've really made that transition.
And so how would you say that the Learning Center is ultimately helping students, the courses that you create? Is there a trickle-down effect from administrators, coaches, teachers, educators that then take these courses and then are empowered to help their students? Can you describe a little more about how that works?
Yeah, definitely. That's one area that we've really been surprised with. We have so many students that are taking coursework. And we actually have the state of Florida that requires all students that are participating in their programs to take 3 different courses from the NFHS
Wow.
Learning Center. And it really makes sense. You know, they're required to take concussion training, heat illness prevention, and sudden cardiac arrest. It makes a lot of sense. And I think, you know, one of the things that I think has really made a difference for us is that, you know, I think concussion is a great example. When it comes to students, you know, when you're a 15, 16, 17-year-old kid, you sometimes can't picture or have the a, really a a big picture view of things. You're really excited about this week's game, next week's game, you know, things going on this weekend. And I think it's one of those things where this training, especially in concussion, sudden cardiac arrest, heat illness prevention, you might not be able to remove yourself from a contest, even remove yourself from a practice, because you just want to get back out there and you want to participate. You want to be a part of this a team or be a part of this activity, and you don't have the wherewithal to be able to do that as a high school student. Well, what I think this training does is it allows, you know, Dan Schuster to be able to see signs and symptoms of a concussion in my friend. Mm-hmm. You know, I noticed that Kyle is, you know, had a fall or is, I'm just noticing different behaviors from him. There's no one that knows behaviors of their classmates or students more than someone that's part of a team and mm-hmm. has everyday interaction with them. And so it's really important for, you know, Dan can see those behaviors and yeah. then can say, hey, I really care about Kyle and I don't want anything else to happen to them. We need to have him sit down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the big difference. And we've seen that within other, you know, our hazing course that we have for students.
Yeah.
I think, you know, how do we stop bullying and hazing, for example? Well, the students have all the power to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that can make this decision that this behavior is going to stop. And, you know, as much as in previous generations, it's been a rite of passage and it's part of becoming, you know, a team and all of those things, they have that decision. They can make that decision to say, we're not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to embrace our new team members and we're not going to perform some of these demeaning and degrading acts. We can stop this right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the kind of empowerment that we want to have on not only our students who come to the NFHS Learning Center, but also with parents, coaches, administrators, and officials, that we can change this behavior. We can create right now. We can create a better experience for our kids, no matter what situation we're currently in.
Yeah. And you talk about those courses like heat illness prevention and concussion awareness. Our performing arts audience is saying, okay, yeah, that's good, but what else is there for me? Are there speech and debate and theater tracks? Are there courses about music? And that's where you touched on in 2014, the NFHS Learning Center has really grown and developed in that area.
Definitely. And so, you know, we really started with, obviously, the health and safety training. That's valuable to anyone and everyone. Where we really started to back up some of our talk about being inclusive to all is in 2015 when we launched a music adjudication course. And so that was really the NFHS saying, we're really serious about this and we're going to start developing coursework for, you know, directly for,
yeah,
you know,
the performing arts audience. Yeah.
And so I think that was obviously a big moment, because it's now, okay, I'm not only being accepted, but I also now have things that are going to directly value me and make me better as a member of the performing arts world. And so I think we have made great strides since then and continue to develop courses for the performing arts groups. And so that was the goal all along, is that when you come to the Learning Center, you see all over the board.
Mm-hmm. And I think your team at NFHS Learn does a great job of empowering the Performing Arts Department and Dr. Weaver to put together their own committee and team of experts from around the country and meet and go for hours and hours about different things that should be in the content. And I really think that people out there need to know that these courses are being put together by subject matter experts, and they're being handpicked and trusted by Dan and Dr. James Weaver. And they're going out and really pulling people from all over the country to compile these courses.
and then your team gets the pleasure of kind of trying to put all those in a course, whether it's resources, interviews. You guys have a hard job when we give you all that stuff, but I think that the level of trust is great, because these courses really are what the people that are interacting with students are going through every single day.
Yeah, so I think, you know, certainly the content is king, and so you really have to work with the best if you want to have the best, you know, content. So I think that, you know, that is a formula that we are certainly very proud of and take very seriously, that we have a wonderful opportunity to work with the best of the best. And so it's critically important anytime you're creating content, creating an online course, professional development, you want to work with people that share your passion, share your mission and your purpose. And we're so very lucky that there's so many great individuals to work with that, you know, to help us in that endeavor. And so we don't look at this any different, no matter what kind of course we're developing, whether it be speech, debate, music, football course. We're going to work with the experts that ultimately are trying to create the best environment, best experience for the students. And so absolutely, that is a part of our process that we take very seriously. And so there are so many individuals, and you can't thank them enough, but there's so many individuals that do contribute to the NFHS Learning Center, along with other, you know, national organizations, whether it be coaches associations, whether it be music associations, speech and debate associations. There's so many groups that are a part of this. And again, it really shows how important it is to collaborate and what great things we can do when we're all working together to try to achieve a common goal.
Mm-hmm. And so people that are listening to this, they're probably thinking, wow, this is put together by experts. This is something that can really help me. Does this cost like $500 a course? What's the cost of these performing arts specific courses?
Yeah, so currently our performing arts courses are all available at no cost. And so what we've really tried to do is, you know, we now have on the Learning Center, we have 72 courses that are available, and 34 of those are available at no cost. And so the performing arts courses obviously are part of those 34. And again, we're trying to eliminate as many hurdles as possible so that we can provide as much education as we possibly can to schools across the country. And, you know, there are certain things that, you know, there's going to be fees for certain courses. And we work very hard to work with groups that, you know, we can make these resources available at no cost. But certainly some of our products do have costs. We hope that we really will earn the trust and loyalty of people within the interscholastic community to say, you know what, that's really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I know that it's research-based. I know that it's helping me as a professional within the interscholastic community, or I know that, you know, this is going to help me be a better administrator or director. You know, I'm willing to pay a few bucks to be better. And so any time that we can make something available at no cost, we certainly want to do that. And I think I've proven that over the years, again, with having over 34 products available at no cost.
Mm-hmm. And that's amazing that all the performing arts courses are available for free. That's music adjudication, adjudicating speech and debate, band safety, interscholastic music event management, intro to interscholastic music, the five different tracks of copyright and compliance, and then several of those kind of courses that go along for everyone, whether that's vaping and e-cigarettes, protecting students from abuse, concussions, hazing and bullying. Those are all available for free, and that's an amazing resource that Dan and his team are providing. Dan, so what would you say that the benefit for state administrators that deal with activities and performing arts, what is the benefit for them to require these courses across their entire state? I know you mentioned in Florida how student participants are required to take those courses, but what is the benefit for maybe other state administrators to say, hey, you should really take this and this and this course if you're involved in music, or this course if you're involved in speech?
Yeah, and I know the listeners may have heard this before, but you know, the NFHS doesn't create these requirements, certainly at the state level. So the state associations or, you know, local groups will make those requirements, especially especially for coaches and officials. And so, you know, again, what we've really tried to do is make these obviously as high quality as we possibly can, make them cost the least that they can, to make them be, you know, be valuable, be time efficient. We really respect the time of our coaches. We know there's a lot on their plate. That being said, you know, a course that is, you know, one of our most important courses for coaches, it does carry with it a fee. And so fundamentals of coaching, we would love that every coach across this country take fundamentals of coaching. It tells you pretty much about everything you need to know about being an interscholastic coach and why it's important.
Yeah.
And what it means to be a teacher coach. And majority of our state associations, they do require new coaches to take fundamentals. And, you know, if every single coach across this country took fundamentals of coaching, you know, we would be so much better off if everyone was on the same page. And I don't care what lens you're looking through here. If everyone within the interscholastic community, music directors, speech and debate coaches, adjudicators, officials at any level, if we all understand our role and we stick to that role, if we let officials officiate, coaches coach, students participate, parents just cheer for your kid, cheer for your school, your community. If we did all those things, as fundamental as that sounds, it is game changing. It's environment altering. It creates a different environment when we take those very fundamental things and simply apply them. And so that's why the education is so important, because you only know what you know.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to know what your role is at the interscholastic level. And to be honest with you, it's not the same environment as professional games. It's not the same as a youth game or a club game. We are different. We have to be different. If we are going to continue to talk about being an extension of the classroom, then we need to act as though it is an extension of the classroom. And that is where we have to insert the education, and why we must continue to create these kinds of learning opportunities for all members of our community. And so it is certainly something that we take very seriously. We've put a lot of time and a lot of effort, and you know, we think it's really important. And you know, back to appreciating the fact that, you know, you're allowing me to come on here and talk about this professional development, it's something that we all should get excited about and something that we all would take very seriously, because everyone has someone they know, someone they love involved in our programs, and they want the best for those students. We all do. And that's why we get very involved emotionally, and why sometimes it can trigger bad behavior. And honestly, it's not always for the wrong reasons. It's because we care. And so we just need to really, just like anything else, we need to prepare for those moments. And that's what the education will allow you to do, is be able to handle those moments and say, you know what? There are bigger things here than this, than the scoreboard, perhaps. Well, there's a bigger thing. There's bigger things at play here than, you know, this concert, whatever it is. There are bigger picture things and life lessons that can be learned here, and we have to be able to handle that. And I think that's really what's important to us.
Yeah, and we talked about how beneficial in your answer. We can see how passionate you are and how much you care about empowering not only students, but administrators, teachers, coaches, even adjudicators we talked about. A quick story, we had our music committee chair come up to us at the Performing Arts Conference and say, hey guys, you know, I know you guys don't get to hear a lot of direct feedback about your courses, but he said he had a new band director, a new music teacher come up to him and say, hey, I have this big time festival going on at my school in the fall. Like, I need help. I have all these questions. He sent them the link to the Interscholastic Music Event Management course and said, hey, I'm willing to help you, but just, you know, take half an hour of your time, go through the course. And he was telling us at the Performing Arts Conference that this teacher came back to him and said, wow, this answered every single question I would have had. Like, you guys did a great job. I wasn't panicked. I was able to pull it off. And this is someone who was 2 or 3 months on the job as a band director, was able to pull off this something because of the NFHS Learning Center. And there's countless stories like that we don't get to hear about. But like you mentioned, everything on the NFHS Learning Center is to help educate, to empower. And that's really what it's all about.
Well, Dan, I appreciate you stopping by. A lot of great information. I can't wait to continue this conversation in 2020. Next podcast episode after this one is going to be out January 6th. You can hear the rest of Dan's conversation then. But for now, we're going to wrap up our conversation with Dan right here. Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Dan, for the awesome first part of that interview. Make sure to tune in for part 2 in 2020. Big announcement, couple of big announcements from the NFHS Learning Center. A couple of things that we can't share yet in 2019, but will be public in 2020 in regards to the Learning Center. Tune in again to hear Dan dive a lot deeper into the National Music Credentialing Program, Tier 1 and Tier 2. He's going to describe what it is, how it's going to benefit music educators and adjudicators, why they implemented this, the call for this. And then he's going to talk a lot about the future, about the NFHS Learning Center, different performing arts content that's on the horizon, more about the credentialing program, professional development, continuing education units, how he measures success. We dive really deep into all of it next episode. So join us again in 2020. Thanks for tuning in this episode. Next time you're here from me, it'll be 2020. Make it your resolution this year to continue to support arts education. We are full steam ahead at the NFHS when it comes to advocacy, and we would love for you to join us on this journey. Happy holidays from Dr. James Weaver and I at the NFHS Performing Arts Department. We hope you enjoy some time away from work and get to spend some time with the ones you love this holiday season. Thank you again for tuning in. This is episode 6 of The Stage.